We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We'll just recap where we're holding. We learned in the Gemara that that's Pashut, a Cheresh who can't hear and can't talk. He is not a Bardas, and he's Potter from Oyle Regal, he's Potter from Re'ia. The Shaila was, what about a Cheresh who can't hear, but he could talk? Or he could talk, but he can't hear. What's the halacha then? And the Gemara brought a braisa that also such a cheresh, such a person is also potter and ria. And our Gemara now will discuss why. Why is it potter? Just to speak out, how is it possible to have a cheresh hamadab? He's deaf. He couldn't hear. How does he know how to talk? So Rashi really speaks out. The case could be is that he became deaf later on. He was born that he could hear. So he learned how to talk. And then he became deaf. And now he can't hear anymore, but he still could talk. That would be the case of a cheresh that can't hear about medaber. Like upon him, the braisa comes out that even if you have one deficiency, which means either you can't hear or you can't talk, you are part of him by oyle regel. And Shaul's why? He's a pashta bardas, like the braisa says. He's a pekeach. He's a bardas. So why should he potter from re'ia? That's the Gemara's question right now.
How does he know that he can talk though?
What do you mean? He knows he can talk. What do you mean?
If he's deaf now.
He talks.
He knows that he talks?
He talks. Yeah, of course he knows he talks. He talks. Zogte Gemara. Maishna le'inyan re'ia de patiri, or maishna le'inyan simcha de mechaivi. So the question is like this. We say he's chayiv and simcha, why? Because he's a baradas. So why? We're starting three lines from the top, the fourth line from the top, beginning of a line. Maishna le'inyan re'ia de patiri, or maishna le'inyan simcha de mechaivi. Why are you simcha mechaivi? You call the baradas for chayiv. So then re'ia should be chayiv. What's the difference? So Gemara answers, le'inyan re'ia. But the Gabi Ria Gomar Ria Mahakel. We make a Gzeris Shava Ria Mahakel. Tichsib. It says in the pasuk by Hakel. Hakel is Om Anoshim 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 the men Anoshim Ataf Vayter. And says in the pasuk after the pasuk before that. V'voy kol Yisrael Lirois. Tichsib. V'voy kol Yisrael Lirois. It's Loshen Ria. So it says Loshen Ria Mahakel first of all. And also, v'hasav v'nolan, how do you know, so Ria from Hakel, right? Maria, how do you know that someone who can't hear or only can't talk is potter from Hakel? Hakel is, every 7 years, the Melech came to the Azara and he read the entire Mishnah Torah and Gan's Klai Yisrael had to come. The men, the women, and the children had to come to Hakel. So it says there, Loshen Leirois, v'vokho Yisrael Leirois. And just like there, a cheresh is a cheresh who can't hear or only can't talk is potter from Hakel. He's also part of Ma'ila Ria. V'hasam v'nolam, but Hakel, how do we know? Tichsiv, l'man yishmu u'l'man, it says the pasuk, l'man yishmu u'l'man yilmadu. It says, l'man yishmu u'l'man yilmadu. Tanya, l'man yishmu is coming to exclude prat l'madav v'n shemaya. He has to be able to hear, come to exclude someone who could talk and can't hear. L'man yilmadu, prat l'shemaya v'ein medaber. So Yishmu, he can't hear the Torah because he can't hear. So he's potter. What about someone who can't talk? L'man yilmadu prat l'shemei v'nodav. If he can't talk, the Gemara is assuming right now, he can't learn either. Even if he can hear, if he can't talk, he can't learn. Now, as the Gemara is having me right now, what will be the pshat? The thing is, because if you can't talk, you can't learn. Because when you learn, you have to ask questions back and forth. If you can't discuss it, so it goes to the head without understanding, so you, therefore you can't learn. So right now, the Gemara learns from yilmadu, but like a part of what you see is like this, Hakel's potter from someone who can't hear and someone who can't talk, both going to be potter from Hakel. We learn that Ria to Oyle Regel. Just want to speak out a question, that if you look at the Gemara, it brought down three different psukim, brought down Hakel's Om Adashim Ataf, Bavayu Kol Yisrael Lerois, and L'man Yisrael Yilmadu. What do you need the first pasuk for? The first pasuk is extra, L'chara. The Gemara is not extra in the psukim, obviously in Hakel, but why does our Gemara need that first pasuk? Just go Bavali Rois. We know it's talking about Hakel. And Ria, and we learn that from Yishmael Yom. What's the first pasuk for? And that's a tzarachin. You have to say, look, the reason why you brought that pasuk is to show from the word Bevoy Yisrael Lerois, it's not so clear what we're talking about over there. Maybe it's not so close to my hakel. We want to bring the pasuk to hakel. So therefore, we bring the first pasuk. Akapanim, right now, learning from Man Yishmael, Ma Yilmadu, that you have to be able to hear and be able to talk. Break the Gemara, the Memra, you tell him. No, it says the word Leira'os. Wait a minute. It says, there by Oyle Regel, it says, Shalish Palm Vashana, Yira'a calls Chucha. Yira'a. No, Ria doesn't mean you have to be able to hear. Ria is just Xer Shava, Ria. But Hakka, you have a Pasuk, Yishmu, and Yilmadu, say a Pata, and Ria tells you to learn it out. Sounds like from here, if you can't talk, you can't learn. That's what it sounds like. My Yimudu is saying is a fuke is someone who can't talk. Someone who can't talk. So we call it deaf and dumb. Dumb, it means he can't talk. Because he can't talk, so we're saying he can't learn. But it's not true. But how did Trey Ilmi? There was these two people who couldn't talk, the Havish Vusei, the Rebbe. They were in the neighborhood of Rebbe. Who were they? They were Nei Barte, the Yechon Ben Gudgada. They were the grandchildren of Yechon Ben Gudgada, the children of his daughter, or Amr Labnei Achsei, the Yechon Ben Gudgada. They were maybe the nephews of Yechon Ben Gudgada. That's who these two people were. They used to sit right in front of Rebbe. The Chol Emes to have an aisle of Rebbe the Beir Joshua. Every time Rebbe came to the base medrash to give a shir, they were in front seat. Have an aisle of Yosef Kamayim. They sat in front of him, and they sat dafka in front of him because they wanted to be able to see him. They couldn't talk. They wanted to be able to see and be able to chap the shir that way. They shook their heads. And their lips were moving. And Uboyi Rebbe Rachmalayo, Rebbe davened for them. Why did he daven for them? He saw how much they really listened. They sat in front, they shook their head, they were so involved, they couldn't talk. So Rebbe, after a few years, Rebbe davened for them. And they were healed. And was found that the Gemiri, they knew, they learned, Hilchasa, Rashi's Hilchasa means Mishnayas, Hilchasa, Visafra, Visafri, those are Midrashim, Vidva and Dvarim, Vikula Talmudah. But Kula Tamuda, they knew Gan Shas. These two Ilmim, we didn't chap who they were, they couldn't talk. And when they learned how to talk, they saw they were Bakim and Gan Shas. So what do you see? That you can learn even without knowing how to talk. So it's Shver, how from Laman Yilmadu do you see that an Ilam is Potter in Hakel? And then subsequently Potter in Euleregel, Lechairo, they could learn. So why should Ilam be excluded from Laman Yilmadu? You have a darsh like this. You have to read it. L'manya l'amedu. In order to be chayiv and hakel, you have to be able to teach Torah. You have to be able to teach Torah. And that's when you be chayiv. If you can't teach Torah, it means you can't talk, can't teach Torah, you're part of hakel. You're part of hakel, and then you're part of oila regal. Then you're part from oila regal. That's the bottom line. You have to be able to teach Torah. And are you going to tell me that? So, but what about someone who can't hear? So there, L'man Yishmu, there actually he really could teach Torah of Torah he learned before. But there we come and say, no, you have to hear L'man Yishmu. You have to be able to hear the Torah right now, and that you can't teach because that he can't learn right now. So L'man Yishmu teaches someone who can't hear is potter because right now he doesn't hear the Torah. The L'man Yilamedu says the Elim who can hear Torah now, but he can't teach the Torah, he's also potter. So it comes out that both the Elaim and a Cherish, who's only can't hear but could talk, are both potter from Hakel, and therefore we learn a Ria Daila Regal. Now Rav Ashi says the Drosha L'man Yilamedu is a must. Rav Ashi Omar, Vade L'man Yilmedu, L'man Yilamedu. It's Vade, you have to Darsh and Drosha L'man Yilamedu, that you have to be able to teach Torah in order to be Chayim Hakel. This Sakadayetach L'man Yilmedu, because if it meant L'man Yilmedu, and that would teach us that what? That a Elam can learn Torah. And since he can't talk, then he can't learn. That's what we throw in the Havamina. So Rav Ashi says it couldn't be that Spshat. Why? Because if the Metzias is he can't learn when he can't talk, so you learn after Laman Yishmu already. Laman Yishmu taught us you have to be able to hear. Why? Because you can't learn without hearing. If we thought in Svara, you can't talk, you can't, it means you can't learn. So it's included in Laman Yishmu already. What? Because L'man Yishmu means not listening, it means to understand, to learn. That's what L'man Yishmu means. Like Taisa speaks out, there mask from L'man Yishmu. Taisa says, Pashtukra mashma hazina v'heven shiyov mashilamedu. So therefore, what's the difference if you can't learn because you can't hear, or you can't learn, you can't talk? So if, in the Havi we named on, that someone who can't talk can't learn, so then what do we need L'man Yilmedu for? Learn from L'man Yishmu. It must be that really he could learn, and still there's a miyat l'man yilamedu that he can't teach Torah. So let's read inside. Rav Ashi avad l'man yilamedu. This is talking about l'man yilamedu. V'kivin lo mishtoy lo gomar, since he can't talk, he can't learn. V'kivin lo, so he says, v'kivin lo shama lo gomar, haim l'man yishmu nafkar, learn from l'man yishmu. El avad l'man yilamedu. It means l'man yilamedu. Akaponim, so the Gemara comes out now, l'maysa, that by hakel, A Ilaim is part of Laman Yilamedu because he can't teach Torah, and a Cheresh who can't hear but could talk is part of Laman Yishmu, and we'll learn how to Oyle Regal. Omer Rav Tancham, Cheresh Ba'oznoi Achas Potom Nariya. A Cheresh who is Potter from, who's deaf in one ear, can't hear from one ear, is Potter from Oyle Regal. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk by Hakel, because remember, we learn anything about Hakel. This is about Hakel, Ba'oznehem. It says, Tikra is a Torah Azois, Neged Kol Yisrael, Ba'oznehem. It's a Los Rabim, in their ears. It has to be taught in both their ears. Break the Gemara, V'hai Ba'oznehem Ba'olei, Ba'oznehem Kol Yisrael. Doesn't Ba'oznehem mean that it has to go into the ears of Gans Klal Yisrael? That Gans Klal Yisrael has to hear? So they go, no, Hume Neged Kol Yisrael, Nafka. Then you learn from the Pasuk that says, Neged Kol Yisrael. It says, Tikra is Torah Azois, Neged Kol Yisrael, Ba'oznehem. If you learn from Gans Kol Yisrael, learn the Neged Kol Yisrael. What's Ba'oznehem must be that you have to hear with both ears. So Gemara says, no. But Neged Kol Yisrael is not enough. Even Neged Kol Yisrael, Havamina, Afagav Leishami. All you need is they have to all be in the Azara. Neged Kol Yisrael. Who said they have to be able to hear? Kasar Achman, Ba'oznehem, they have to hear. V'hu Deshami. So again, our name is not extra. You need to teach us that the Melech has to be able to read the Torah that everyone can hear. So Gemara says, no, Huma Laman Yishmu Nafka. That we learn from Laman Yishmu that Gans Klal has to hear. So what's Oznehem for? Oznehem is for that the someone who's a Cheresh in one ear is not good. You have to hear in both ears. So Tosfos speaks out. Comes the fear of Tancham. If someone asks you, how do you know someone who can't hear is possible, it does not, is not chayav in hakel, from Oznehem, not from Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu teaches us that the Gans Klal Yisrael has to hear the Melech. The Melech has to project his voice to Gans Klal Yisrael. Masha Enkein, Oznehem is the real teacher of the Cheresh. So the Marsha comes out, Rav Tanchoim, who could argue, he's a Tana, I think it could be he's a Tana, Rav Tanchoim, that he, I'm not sure, but he could argue on the Braisa before. The Braisa before says, the Braisa before says that you learn from Laman Yishmu that a Cheresh is Potter. And here, he's saying from Oznehem, so that's what Masha learns of Taisa. Taisa is a Maskul, Afagav. Taisa says, Afagav al-Shavi, Mach Bashem Rechoikim, Avim Hoyu Charoshim, and Matim Ba'oznehem. You might Ba'oznehem, so that's what Masha speaks out. It comes out of Fizeh, Rav Tanchoim is not like the Braisa before, and there are the Asav Achreinim who are bothered by this, and they talk about that. Like upon him, comes out that Oznehem teaching us you have to hear with both ears, you have to hear to order to be chayiv and hakel, and the same thing for your oyle regel. Omer Rav Tanchoim, chigor beragle achas potter meiria. Someone who is, he limps with one foot, which means he one foot is good, but the other foot he can't walk well with, you potter meiria. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, sholosh regolim tochag li b'shana. We darshin, it means 3 times a year, come to spend the yontov with me at the base of Mikdash. But we darshan regalim means your legs, and therefore you have to have both legs. Raglayim, you have to have both legs in order to be chayiv and re'iyah. Break the mara, but raglayim boyle prat lebali kavim. You need to lafuke bali kavim. Bali kavim is someone who doesn't have bottom of his foot was cut off, and they put instead a wooden clog. So you need that. You need the raglayim to say that someone has clogs. It has prosthetics. Is not. Such a person is not chayiv in oyle regel. So everyone knows, who in pa'amim nafka? They learn from the word pa'amim. It says, sholosh pa'amim b'shana. And pa'amim can mean footsteps also. The title of the Braisa, pa'amim ain't pa'amim el regayim. Pa'amim mean your legs. Pchenu oimer, it says in the pasuk, regarding la'osad lavoy, it says in the pasuk, timsena regel ragli oni pa'amim dolim. That we will crush the cities of the goyim. Who will crush them? The feet of a ani, the feet of a dalim, which pashtu means a klal Yisrael who are called dalim at that time, we will crush them. And some say it means Mashiach, ani is Mashiach. Akaponim, pa'ami, you see the lashon of feet. Another raya, I'm another pasuk. This pasuk is in Shir Hashir. Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'olim bas nadiv. How pretty are your feet that wear shoes, bas nadiv. You see, what do you wear shoes on? Feet. So you see, pa'amim are your feet. Akaponim. So Shalos Pam Shalom tells you, no bali kabim. What's reglayim teach us? It can't be chigur of a ragli achas. Once we mention this psukim, we're going to have a few drashas. Doros Rava. Ma'idich siv, ma'yafu pamayach b'na'ol bas nadiv. What's pshat in this drasha? Ma'yafu pamayach b'na'ol bas nadiv. So we dash like this. Kama na'an reglayim shal yishar b'shasha oilim l'regal. How nice are the legs of Klai Yishar when they go b'oil l'regal? Bas Nodir. Now, why are we saying Oyla Rega? Because the word Na'olim can mean like a Lila Regal, also a Lila Regal. And we're calling Klai Yisrael Bas Nodiv. Who is that? Bita Yisrael Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is called Nodiv. Shenikra Nodiv. Shenema, it says a pasuk in Tehillim that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Nedive Am Ne'asafu Am Elekei Avram. Let's say the pasuk. So Gemara asks, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak Yaakov. Hashem is Elekei Avram, not Elekei Yitzchak Yaakov. Why book the Elekei Avram? Ela, the pasuk says Nedive Amim Ne'asafu, which means the Gerim will come. So when we talk about the Gerim, then that's the Div Am Nesafu Am Elekei Avram. Why? Ela Elekei Avram Asher Yitchil LeGerim. He was the first Ger, and he's called a Nodav because he was the first person that was Nodav Liboy LaHakir Bayrei. He donated his heart to recognize Hashem, and that's what it means. Bas Nodav. He's called a Nodav. He's the first one to recognize Hashem, and therefore he was Yitchil LeGerim. Therefore, we call him Nodav. So the pasuk is saying, how nice are the feet of Klal Yisrael that go up to be Oyel Regel, Bas Nodiv. So we're just dashing this pasuk. Tosis says a little different, that Tchil Ger means he was the first one in Stava Amila. He was the first one who had the Bris Mila. Yeah. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Nachad Rasha, Omrav Kahana, Dorosh Rav Nosim Rav Yemishim Rav Tanchum. My Dechsiv, like Rashi speaks out, once you mention Rav Tanchum, we bring another thing from Rav Tanchum. My Dechsiv, the pasuk says, by Yosef, when they threw Yosef into the bar, it says, "Va'abar reik ein b'mayim." He master shenem va'abar reik. It says it's empty. Ein yadei shem b'mayim. I don't understand. There's no water. It's reik. Ela we darshin mayim ein b'y. Aval noch nechoshim va'akravim yes b'y. There were nechoshim va'akravim there in this bar, but no mayim. And they say the Shvatim didn't realize that it was very deep. They didn't realize, and therefore they threw him in. They didn't want to throw him in to kill him. But if we were to realize the Nechashim Kravim, they weren't thrown in the Baal Kapanim, there was Nechashim Baal Kravim there. Zog to Mara Vait. Tana Rabbanim. Meister Rabbi Yechanan ben Breiko ve Rabbi Lezer ben Chasma. Once we talked on Hakel, we're going to bring down a drasha about Hakel. There was a story for Rabbi Yechanan ben Breiko and Rabbi Lezer ben Chasma. They went to visit the Rebbe on Yontif. The halacha is supposed to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi on Yontif, and they went. Shahokul Hakel Pnei Rabbi Yeshua B'Pekim. They went to visit Rabbi Yeshua B'Pekim to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi on Yontif. Omer Lahem. So Rabbi Yeshua asked them, "Mach Chiddush Hayim Beis Medrash Hayim? What was the Chiddush today in Beis Medrash?" Omer Loi. They answered, "Tamidicha Anu. We are your Tamidim. Mumimecha Anu Shoshu. We drink from your waters. We don't want to tell you something. You tell us. You know. We're the Tamidim." Omer Lahem. Afa Pikein. He absolutely Beis Medrash by Chiddush. Still, I want to hear from you. There's no such thing as Beis Medrash by Chiddush. I want to hear from you. I want to hear the Chiddush from you. So first he asked them, Shabbat Shami Haisa, whose week was it? Because we know from the Gemara and Brachas, Rabbi Gamil was a Nasi, and there was a Maisa there that Rabbi Gamil lost his Shtela, and they put back up Rabbi Lezer, they appointed Rabbi Lezer and Azariah instead of him. For the Maisa, later on, they put Rabbi Gamil back, but they couldn't demote Rabbi Lezer and Azariah. So the Pshara they made was that every month, 3 weeks Rabbi Gamil is a Nasi, and 1 week is Rabbi Lezer and Azariah. So he asked, whose week was it? Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. He said, this week was Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. They answered, Shabbos or Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Haisa. Uvma Haisa God Ayim. So Rishu asks his Tamidim, okay, what are they talking about? Amaloi, they were dashing in Parashas Hakel. They're dashing in Parashas Hakel. Umay Darishba, what did they dashing? So they dashing like this. It says in the Pasuk, Hakel sa'om hanoshim, the men, vahanoshim, the women, vahataf, vegerach Hashem Esherecha, man yishmul ma yilmadu. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the drasha went like this: we understand in manoshim bam lilmoid. The men come to learn. They have mitzvah talmud. They come to learn. Noshim bas hashmaya. Noshim come to hear. Like the mashal says, they come to hear the mitzvahs. They don't have chiyuv in taira like the Taisa speaks out. They have chiyuv lilmoid in taira, but they come to hear the mitzvahs of a taflam bam. Why are the children coming? So the Gemara answered that the Rav Lezer Azariah said in his drasha, "Galitin schar leviyehem." Come to give schar to the people who bring them. The people who bring them get schar. That's why you bring the children. There's no purpose in it. They're coming to give schar to the parents who bring them. Now, the Marsha asks, they look at the pasuk. There's a pasuk a little later on. It says, "Ubnei asher lo yadu yishmu v'lamdu." It says that the children who don't know how to learn, they should hear and learn. So you see, this such a it says why the children want to bring them. They should hear. They get ear shmayim from hearing what's going on. So what's pshat over here that they say bring schar l'mevi'eihem? The pasuk is not like that. And for the mashah, the two type of children, taf, which are little babies, they come l'nitin schar l'mevi'eihem. Then we have the children of gil l'chinuch. They'll come taka to learn a little bit, to get the Yerushalayim. So Amar Lahem, so Rishu says, wow, what a gevaldig pshat. My goal is toiv ois v'yadchem v'gash l'ogmeri. You had such a pearl, such a beautiful pshat, you wanted to take away from me. I'm so happy I asked you for it. So happy I asked for it. And the Gemara will continue, we'll do that in the next recording. The Gemara will continue more drushes from that Rav Lozman Azariah said over by that drusha that day.